This episode of The Truth includes strong language.
Hey, Alex. So I'm looking around and I can't find this place you booked me on tonight.
You put it in Google Maps?
Well, yeah, I did.
Then you have all the same information I do.
Do I have to do this show? I mean, I'm already running late. It's in the middle of nowhere. Nobody cares. Maybe this is a bad idea.
You're the one who asked me to book you a show.
I know, I know.
Maybe one of those Rampage girls will show up.
They're called Riot Girls. All right, well, I'll try to find it. Hey, what's the latest with the compilation for Cooper's Memorial? Are we all set?
Oh, I marked that email as spam. Hold on. Looks like it's a no-go.
What? Are you kidding me? Why?
They had a lot of great submissions, and they ran out of room.
We released an album together. He was my boyfriend, and they couldn't make room for my cover? That doesn't make sense.
It was a competitive submission process.
Alex.
Okay. They thought having you on there might be controversial because of how Cooper died.
I had nothing to do with Cooper's death. We'd been broken up for months.
That's not what I read online.
Well, I loved Cooper. And you don't know what it was like. I don't know. If I'd known then what I know now, well, maybe I would have stayed. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, Carl, can you get me an iced latte, oat milk, one Splenda?
Alex, are you still there?
No. Were we still on the phone?
Whatever, I'm here, I guess.
Heads up, they couldn't do any of the stuff in your rider, but you get 2 drink tickets.
I'm 6 years sober, Alex.
Me too.
Really?
Well, I smoke weed and snort K, but only at music festivals, so...
Jesus Christ, I'm hanging up, Alex. Hi, I'm Melanie Miles. I'm playing here tonight.
Huh?
I'm playing here tonight.
Okay.
You can smoke in here?
Yeah, I picked a horrible time to quit, huh? Make yourself comfortable. You'll be on soon.
Okay, thanks. Is it this way? Hey, bartender, can I bum one of those?
Here you go.
Thanks. I can't believe you can smoke in here.
No laws against it.
This place is kind of like being back in the 90s, huh?
Mel, there you are. I've been looking all over for you. Where you been?
Cooper?
You're like half an hour late.
What? But, no, you're dead. You can't be Cooper. You died.
I died? What's the matter? Aren't you happy to see me?
We live with our regrets. You know, if I hadn't made that one mistake. It keeps you up at night. You blame yourself. And all you want to do is go back in time and make things right. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. This is The Truth. And this story is about a woman who gets the chance to go back and make it right.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison. But it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at 4 California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to Happy Happy.
Okay, are you an actor? How much are they paying you? Because, actually, you know what? Fuck this. Whatever this is, I don't want anything to do with it. This
Melanie,
is a really fucked up thing to
going?
Do to someone, okay?
We're going on in like 5 minutes. You can't just leave.
Wait. We're supposed to play together tonight?
I mean, unless you want to take the stage yourself.
And it's really you?
Are you on something right now without me?
No. I'm stone cold.
Did you get high?
No, I'm stone cold sober, actually.
Well, we can change that. Hey, bartender, can we get 2 shots of whiskey, please?
Coming right up.
Hey, you still want to play Happy Happy, right?
Happy Happy. Right. Yeah, of course. Our biggest song.
Funny how the moment a song starts getting popular, I just get sick of playing it.
Here you go.
I'll pass, thanks.
Well, more for me.
Are you sure that's such a good idea?
Come on, don't make me play sober.
You don't have to take both of them just because they're here, you know.
I'm gonna hit the head. I'll see you backstage.
Can I get you something?
Seltzer with lime.
Coming right up.
So what is this place? I thought I was here to play a gig.
Yes, that's why we booked you, but I have a feeling you'll want to stay longer. Trust me.
Gin and tonic?
Yep, coming right up.
Hey, Melanie!
Liv, you're here too.
Of course I am. So you and Cooper are playing tonight, huh? This is that little project you're doing together?
Yep, yeah, that's the one. Speaking of, I should probably get backstage, you know.
It's really, really sweet.
What is?
That you love your boyfriend so much that you'd leave your own band to play with him?
I haven't left anything.
Either way, you're like the best girlfriend in the world.
Well, you all have different priorities.
I could never do it. I'd be so nervous he'd like break up and like he'd get all of our fans and then I'd be some penniless pauper singing songs for no one.
Yeah, well, that's not gonna happen, so I'm not worried about that. And things are great between us. They're better than ever, actually, so.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. I'm so relieved.
Thanks. If you'll excuse me, I have a show to play.
Break legs.
Oh, hey, there you are.
What are you staring at?
Nothing. I just like looking at you. Get over here. Hey, so I'll count us in on this one.
Yeah, no, that works for me.
And I tune my guitar down a half step, by the way, so you probably should do
yeah,
that too.
Yeah, no, it already is.
And
I'm gonna sing the first verse and you'll sing the second. You know, Cooper, I got it. Hey, listen. There's something I really want to tell you. Just whatever happens on stage or wherever we go from here, I want you to know you'll always be more important to me than any of that stuff.
Yeah, of course. You're not like dying or something, right? Because I feel like we're in an after-school special right now and...
Stop.
Next up at the Raven.
Sounds like we're on.
Okay.
Melanie Miles and Cooper Miles.
Hey, you know what? Maybe I should introduce us tonight.
What? Why?
You know, you just seem so off.
But I always... you know what? That's okay. You go for it.
Thanks, babe. How's everybody feeling? Well, if you're here tonight, that means you probably know my girlfriend, Melanie Miles, from her band, Hot Night. Yeah, and me, well, of myself. Yeah, but tonight, we got a very special song for you as a part of our little Cooper Burns, Melanie Miles joint. If you know it, sing along. 1, 2, 3.
To laugh, you took me so high, and when you kissed me, I wanted to die. But you got dark, and it got late, and in an instant, it all changed. You lost your passion, or maybe it's just out of fashion. And if you're happy, then I'm happy for you. We don't really need to try. We've already said goodbye.
Oh my god, damn. Now that was a good crowd.
I don't know. I don't think we should leave with Happy Happy on the album.
What are you talking about? There's nothing wrong with the song. We wrote a hit. People love it.
What do they know?
It kills me that you can't Just let yourself enjoy this. You're so hard on yourself.
Hey, I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but did you ask the bartender to say your name before mine?
No, why would I do that?
Well, because they usually say my name first.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just wondering why it would be different this time unless you asked the bartender to say it a certain way.
I didn't ask the bartender to say it a certain way, okay?
If you did it, it's not a big deal. I just want you to tell me.
Okay.
Did you do it because you think you have more of a name than I do? From being in Hot Night?
No, Cooper. Look, people love you, okay? And Hot Night is... it's not that big, actually.
Melanie, if you can't be honest with me about this, it makes me wonder what else you're not being honest about.
I'm not lying to you, Cooper. You're being paranoid right now.
I'm being paranoid?
Can you just trust me?
I'm not being paranoid. I am just trying to make everything about this project right.
Right, right. Okay. All right, let's just...
what is this drink doing in here anyway?
I don't know. It's not mine. Gross. Come on, that's somebody else's drink, Cooper.
Jeez, I just want to have something to take the edge off. What, are you babysitting me now?
No, you just... you don't know who drank that, and it... I don't know, it can't hurt to take a break for a bit, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a really great idea. You know, I probably should take a break, yeah. Yeah, right after this.
Hey, could I bum another cigarette?
Yeah, sure thing. Here you go.
Thanks.
Hey, man, that was really fun. You and Cooper sound really great together.
Thanks.
It's true. Your voice sounds really beautiful underneath Cooper's.
Well, sometimes it's nice not to scream for attention, Liv, you know?
Totally. I mean, I really love how you're able to
You know
just...
what? Let's not do this. Okay, if I've learned anything from the last however many years, it's that we can continue to trade passive-aggressive barbs or we can actually be nice to each other.
Passive-aggressive? No,
You really do have an incredible voice. I love watching you play.
Wow. Thank you.
Hey, a reporter is here from Spin. She wants to interview us.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Where? Where is she?
All right, Melanie, this is, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
It's Jane.
Jane, from Spin Magazine.
Hey, great job tonight. It was really cool seeing you guys on stage together. I mean, you're basically our generation's Lindsay and Stevie.
Ooh, let's hope not.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, one second, I need to start my tape recorder. Okay, so, how did you two start collaborating?
Yeah, it happened really naturally, you know. We're always playing our songs for each other and sort of whipping them into shape, so it made sense to keep some for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So, does this mean Hot Night is on hiatus?
No, I'll put it like this. I'm trying to stay in the moment.
Got it. Cooper, how about you? What do you see coming next?
Putting out two whole albums this year. I mean, isn't that enough?
Yeah, of course, that's plenty. I know your new solo album is very highly anticipated. I'm really looking forward to listening to it.
Thank you so much. If I'm not under enough pressure already, right?
Okay, no extra pressure. But speaking of new albums, do you see yourself staying with Boisterous Records, or are you thinking of releasing your joint project with a major?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't see the appeal. You know, the resources of the big labels. I mean, the indies just can't compare. But no, I'm not gonna leave my record label. Not right now.
So you're saying you could see yourself on a major label?
I'm not saying that at all. I just said I see the appeal. Are you gonna write some article about how I'm leaving my label now?
Cooper,
all I can say is that I'll be quoting you accurately.
Wow, okay. Well, this was so much fun, Cooper. I think we have to, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm, thank you. Do your thing.
Can you please not talk to the press that way?
Would you want to be called a sellout?
Been called worse. I think I need... well, I guess another seltzer. You want one? Seltzer with lime, please. Although, if there were ever reason to drink, being reunited with your dead ex-boyfriend certainly seems like one of them. Ugh, God, how am I gonna explain this in my AA meeting?
One seltzer?
Thanks. You know what? This walk down memory lane has been interesting, but I think it's time for me to get going. So I will not be needing this, actually. Thank you.
That's your choice. But if you leave, you can't come back.
Oh, so this bar and Cooper?
It'll all be gone. Him too.
Well, then I'm going to do it now before I have to say goodbye to him for a second time.
Hey, are you going somewhere?
Hey, yeah, I think I need to head out. I'm feeling a little tired, so... Well,
but, I mean, don't go just yet. I mean, come on. The stage is empty. We could get up. We could play another song.
I don't know.
Hey, can I get a picture?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, thanks, Melanie. Me and Coop. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Nah, I'm really not in the mood.
Are you serious? Come on.
Come on, man. We're like, right in the middle of something.
Whatever, man. Your old stuff was better anyway.
I'm sorry. Why are you still standing here? Why haven't you fucked off yet?
Oh, so sorry, dude.
Cooper, what are you doing?
Man, I don't know. These people are so demanding.
I know it might feel that way. And, like, you're probably really lonely, and you're probably feeling like nobody understands you, or I don't know, but I understand you. I mean, I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then not everyone is against you.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Mel. You're gonna stick around, right? Like, you just stick around.
Yeah. Yeah, no, of course. I'm gonna stay.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, we want to tell you about some folks who help make this show possible. And now back to Happy Happy.
Hey, can I bum another cigarette?
Yeah, sure thing.
Thanks. Hey, how long would you say I've been here now? 3 weeks? A year?
That's not how it works.
How long have you been here? An eternity? Don't answer that. Hey, Liv, you working on something?
Ugh, trying to get some ideas down for a new song, but I don't know.
Can I see?
Oh my God, don't judge me, please.
I won't. Oh, I know this one.
What?
Nothing. I mean, these look really, really good.
Oh my God, you're so sweet. Hey, do you want to play it with me, maybe?
Wow,
I feel like your guitar skills are so insane that it would just, like, really make it pop.
Yeah, okay, I'm in.
Oh my God, really? Oh my God, this is so good.
Hey, there you are. Hey, bartender, could Melanie and I get a little stage time? And could I get another whiskey coke?
I'll get you set up.
Hey, thank you. So what are you girls over here talking about?
Well, Liv just asked me to play a song with her. It's really good, too.
Like a single or like...
I don't know, Liv. It's,
yeah.
I don't know. We haven't figured out everything yet, but...
I mean, yeah, sounds really cool.
Right? Yeah.
Liv, hey, do you mind if I have a word alone with Melanie?
Sure. Hey, what's up?
What are you doing? I thought you hated Liv.
She's not so bad.
What about our music? I thought you were focused on that, on us.
What do you mean? I am focused on our music.
You know, you told me earlier not to be paranoid, but, you know, what if this thing with Liv takes off and you forget about me? You leave
okay.
the band?
Okay, yeah. You know what? You're right. This is more important, and I'm not going to let that happen. So it's okay. I won't do the song.
Are you sure? I mean...
Yeah. No, you're totally right.
All right. Well, thanks, babe.
Hey, Melanie. So, I was thinking for the song that we
Liv,
could just...
I really appreciate your offer, but I have a lot going on right now, and I just don't think...
Give that back!
Why, huh? Huh? So you can publish lies about me?
What's going on here? He went into my bag and stole the tape out of my tape recorder.
Cooper, give it back to her.
You want it back? You want it back? Well, here you go.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me? You crushed my only tape, you asshole!
Cooper?
If people read some article trashing me, they're not gonna come to any of my shows.
I asked you to stay away from her. Why do you have to pick these fights?
I thought you were on my side.
I am. I will happily reimburse you for the cost of the tape.
That's $10. Cash.
I don't get it. Whatever I do, however I try to fix things, it just doesn't matter. He doesn't care. I'm sorry. I'm sure you've got your own shit to worry about.
Sort of comes with the job description.
So, that article, it's not like it's ever going to come out, right?
No, but they don't know that.
So it doesn't matter. You know what? Fuck it then. I'll have a vodka rocks.
You sure about that?
Might as well. This is me unfriending Bill.
Who's Bill?
Just give me the drink.
Oh, Cooper, you gotta tell the bleeding hand story. That one is, like, sick.
Alright, so, well, basically, long story short, I'm at the knitting factory, and when I finish playing and get off stage, I realize my hand is just covered in blood.
Oh,
I mean, I've been bleeding the whole time, like gushing blood. I mean, it was probably all over the stage. I don't even know, man. But before I could do anything about it, the head of my favorite label was, like, standing right in front of me,
what?
Saying hi. I mean, what was I supposed to do, right? So I stick my hand out, and we shake. Dude, I completely forgot. I'm just covered in blood. It gets all over him.
He just totally forgot, and he shakes his hand, and that guy accidentally touched his own face, and then he got Cooper's blood all over him.
Dude, it was awesome.
And yet he still loved Cooper. Still loved Cooper, but he told me he couldn't sign Hot Night unless I dyed my hair blonde. Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
that's just what girls have to go through, I guess. Fun fact, that guy got arrested for tax evasion. Oh, I need another drink.
Bartender! Bartender! Can I have another vodka rocks, please?
Well, we have you going on soon. You want to be okay to perform?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, everything is going great, and Cooper is doing better than ever.
So, I'm working on another article.
I bet you think you are.
I wanted to know if you had any comment about what Cooper did to my tape.
What does it matter what I think of it or not? Why am I constantly being held responsible for his actions? No matter what I do, I'm always going to be defined by my relationship to him. Like, it's always going to be about him, so.
You are a public figure. He is your boyfriend.
How come you're not asking any of the men here what they think about it? You see those two guys over there? One of them said it was rock and roll.
I don't think my readers will want to know what those two guys over there think. I think they want to know what you have to say.
Okay. Cool. Here's what I have to say. Fuck off! The only person that I'm responsible for is myself, Melanie Miles.
Hey, that's my notebook!
Get a real job!
Melanie, you okay?
Oh, now you're concerned about me.
Okay. Well, yeah, I am. Us women have to look out for each other, I mean...
What about when I asked you if I could open for you on your tour, and you said I don't want to bum everyone out? Like, I don't feel like we were looking out for each other then.
Yeah, I literally have no idea what you're talking about, Melanie.
I guess a lot of that stuff hasn't happened yet.
I am so sorry for anything you might think I have said or done, but I thought we were friends.
Friends? What does that even mean?
I'm trying. I'm really trying, Melanie.
What's the point? Maybe this is how it's supposed to be. I should go. I have to...
Find Cooper. Right.
Oh, good. You're already back here. Cheers.
Cheers. Hey, I want you to know I've been looking over the lyrics, and I think I'm going to change the chorus.
Okay. The chorus is the part of the song that I wrote.
I know, but like I said, it's still not feeling right to me, and I'm going to sing it.
So you don't want me to sing the song. You want to change my lyrics, but you don't want me to play with anyone else. What am I even doing here?
All right, put your hands together. Please welcome to the stage, Cooper Burns and Melanie Miles.
Well, congrats. She said your name first this time.
Well, yeah, I talked to her about it. She said it was a mix-up on her end.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cooper Burns, and that's Melanie Moss. I mean, you know what I mean. I mean it the other way around. We're going to play Happy Happy for You. Oh, oops. I needed that.
Maybe you should let me take this one. That be all right with all you?
Of course. Fine. Go ahead. You play by yourself, and I'll leave. Thanks so much, everybody.
Hey, come on. Why don't you just sit down so I can play?
I always thought there was something I should have done differently to help you, but there was never anything I could have done differently. I can stay here and let myself be dragged down with you, or I can finally get on with my life.
Melanie, what are you doing?
I have to do this for myself.
No, come on, Melanie. I need you.
That's the thing. It's always about you.
Well, as you can see, it's going to be a Cooper Burns solo show tonight. No wasting one. Take it away, boys.
Leaving already?
Yeah. I think I've seen enough here.
You and me both, sister.
Oh, that's weird. I'm suddenly very sober.
Yeah. It's like you were never here.
All right. Well, have a good night.
Ta-ta.
You have one new voice message.
Hey, Melanie, it's Alex. Hope the show went well. I know we spoke last time and you were saying no one knows the real story about you and Cooper. And so I thought, why not write a tell-all book? I spoke with our lit department and they think there could be some serious interest, so call me back. And between you and me, I think we can get someone good to play you in the movie. The 90s are huge right now.
Lost your passion, or maybe it's just out of fashion. But if you're happy, then I'm happy too. And if you're happy, then I'm happy for you. We don't really need to try. We've already said goodbye.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Happy Happy was written by Lana Schwartz and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It's performed by Aaron Harland, John Cook, Anna Suzuki, Maya Deshmukh, Alex Songshaw, Ryan Leach, Evan Barden, and Stefan Schuett. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, we're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm.
But if you're happy, then I'm happy too. And if you're happy, then I'm happy for you. We don't really need to try. We've already said goodbye.
We're taking a break from new stories in the month of August, but we'll be back with some all-new stories in September. Our associate producer is Cadence Mandibura. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.